Also to mention the investigation that has now been launched by the Law Society into these highly offensive messages about female trainee solicitors. That's making the front of the Irish Independent this morning. The headline there, employee of major law firm probed over offensive texts. An internal email sent to students saying the inappropriate comments about women in this WhatsApp group give rise to profound ethical concerns. And private messaging apps have now actually been locked by the law school's Wi-Fi network. So what do those attending Blackhall Place think about this development? Well, our reporter Shane Beattie went along to meet one of the female first year students who has been giving her reaction to it.
What's the talk among the female students then about this?
A lot of female students that I've spoken to, and I have the same opinion, it's just absolute disgust. This is a professional practice course. This isn't college. We're not in secondary school. We're not 16. We're all in our mid to late 20s. We're there to learn how to become solicitors, and in 2 years we will be solicitors. So there's a much higher standard going in. So the fact that this kind of behaviour is going on, it's a little bit unbelievable, but it's also disgusting, and it's childish. It's just extremely childish.
And going into the future then, obviously, you know, as solicitors, you will have a close relationship with other solicitors when you start practicing. Are you concerned about that in any way, that you could have to deal with people who have been discussing you or indeed your friends' bodies or the way you look or your appearance?
Absolutely. I mean, it's stress when you go into Blackhall that everyone there is going to be your future colleague. So that's already in the back of everyone's mind. So now knowing that your future colleagues are people that are misogynistic or sexist is very worrisome. The law as a profession tends to be kind of a bit of a boys' club, and you know, you finally feel like you're making strides with women, and you know, there's more female solicitors, more women doing law, and then you see things like this, it makes you feel like, right, we've gone back 20 years again. Those same ideals are still there, those same sexist, you know, opinions or, you know, ideas in the men's head, they're still around the place, and it's very disheartening.
And was this only, I mean, these rumours came out about a week or 2 weeks ago. Is it all based online, on group chats, do you feel, or was there ever a sense within the college that you felt you were being treated by the guys?
No, it seemed to be just stemming from this one WhatsApp group that started. I mean, the name alone says enough, I think, but it just seemed to be stemming from this one WhatsApp group. I mean, the general tone around Blackhall before that was fine. I mean, I had no issues with any of the male students there. They're all very nice, we got on very well. But I think that's what makes us worry now, is like, you know, are those thoughts there with some of the male students? Are those kind of sexist opinions there? And that is very worrying. But it does just seem to stand from this just one WhatsApp group.
What do you want the Law Society to do?
Like, they're currently saying they're investigating it. And I think if they find out that it is true and there was offensive messages, I think there needs to be a hard stance on whoever said such messages or who started that WhatsApp group. Because the person who started that WhatsApp group started it with the sole purpose. And that purpose is clearly to objectify women or demean women, and that person clearly has sexist ideals. So I think I would like the Law Society to have a hard stance, and you know, if they single these kind of acts out as unacceptable, that'll just set a tone for future students and for future people in this profession. So I think that needs to be done.
And just finally, you mentioned the name, which I'm not going to mention, but some people have certainly found it offensive. What was your gut reaction when you heard that there was a WhatsApp group name about people, either yourself or people that you know, you're the subject of it?
When I heard the name, I laughed at first because it was so ridiculous. It's so childish. I didn't think that men in their mid to late 20s would actually find that funny or even think, oh, I'm going to name a WhatsApp group that. But then once we dug a little deeper and found out what the WhatsApp group was about, it was just disgust. It's so objectifying, it's so demeaning, and it's just degrading on so many levels. I mean, I can't even put into words what it just makes you feel like. It's just absolute disgust and upset, really.
Our reporter Shane Beattie there speaking to one female first year student at Blackhall Place. Strong words from that woman there. I do think it's always worth reminding people, think twice about what you want to be associated with online.